Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Episode number 38 of the Heart and Hustle podcast. Like I said, last episode, we're back. We're ready to go. You're going to get about 2 to 3 episodes per week out of Scotty and myself as we get ready for the Orlando Magic season. Nick Grunowitz here once again. As I'm taping this, because you're going to hear Steve Clifford here in just a minute. Scott caught up with Steve during Orlando Magic Media Day. The Magic are still setting up for their preseason game on Saturday against San Antonio Spurs. So no recap of that on this episode. We'll have one of those coming up like Monday, Tuesday next week or something like that. Not too much too fast. You get it. But the Magic are headed into a season where they're coming off a playoff berth for the first time in 7 years. They brought the entire band back together, of course, signing Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross to long-term contracts. Cam Birch is back in the mix. They've added Al-Farouq Aminu, Markel Fultz, another big question mark for this Orlando Magic team. So a ton for Steve Clifford to try to figure out. And though it's a team with a lot of returners, there's still a lot of questions about this team. And Scott got plenty of those in with Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford, who's headed into his second season at the helm of the Magic. Here's that conversation from earlier this week at Media Day.
We've got the head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford, is here. And Steve, welcome. You're looking out upon Media Day here, looking at some of your players. You ready to go this year, coach?
Yeah, no, I feel like we've had a good offseason, and hopefully we're ready for a good training camp.
You know, you're talking about momentum with Evan Fournier earlier from last year. 42 wins, you win, what, 22 of your final 31 to get into the playoffs. Are you a big believer in momentum? And if you are, how do you continue that into this season, coach?
I think what last year is good for is to learn from. And, you know, the last 34 games, we were first in defense. We were 15th in offense. That's very good balanced play. You know, we came up short in the playoffs. It didn't play as well as really we were capable of. So I think it's important that we learn from both and then start over. You know, every year you got to start over, build the right foundation, and hopefully build the same, I think, mentality, work ethic that the group had last year.
Mm-hmm. You learn from the regular season and you learn from the playoffs. You're ousted in 5 games by the eventual champions of the NBA. What do you take out of that series? Because defensively, I thought you guys played well. It's on the other side of the court that maybe was a factor in that
totally
series.
Totally agree. And, I mean, that starts with me. I think that, like anything else that you do, you have to start with self-assessment. And we didn't have enough ways to play offense, enough aspects of offense where we could put pressure on the defense, keep them on the move, and is a combination of play calls, which is my responsibility, and then just our basic offensive concepts where as much as we had made good improvement during the season, not enough to beat the best. And that's one of the things that we have to learn going into this year.
You talk about self-assessment. How much self-assessment did you do? And speaking with Alex Martins, he was telling me about some of the things and the games that you watched over and over and over again, but how much self-assessment went into this past offseason for you, coach?
Well, you know, for the head coach, the way the league is now, where we have such, you know, like I have a really experienced staff. And to be honest with you, in the offseason, they do most of the work with the players. They do the individual work. Pat Delaney coaches the summer league team. I mean, I'm a little bit involved in the draft, but not a lot. You know, Jeff and John do that, which is the way that it should be. So to be honest, is that's what the summer is for when you're the head coach, is you have a lot of time to, you know, go and talk to other coaches, watch a lot of film, watch playoff series, watch your own team play. And I think that we have a good plan this year so that we can play at a similar level defensively but be improved offensively.
Continuity is so important for every organization, especially for an NBA organization, but you have to have the right people in order to continue what you're doing the previous year. I sense that you do have the right people in place. So how comforting is it for you to know now you're going into your second training camp? First training camp, probably have to introduce a lot of things that guys are unfamiliar with, but with this continuity now, you go into training camp, probably, I would imagine, very comfortable with where you are in terms of what you have to teach come training camp.
100%. And we'll make small adjustments at neither end of the floor. Are we going to make these big adjustments, but we have to do the things defensively that we did so well. Back in transition, protect the basket, defend without fouling, rebound the ball well. But we have to, at the same time, create more offense with our defense. We didn't do a good job with that. At the offensive end of the floor, we were better when we played quicker. We have to do that with more consistency. And like any other team, we have to constantly find ways to get the ball going into the paint and towards the basket so that we, you know, the three-point game was good for us, was solid for us. But what we do need to do is we got to get to the free throw line more, and we've got to be able to get the ball right at the rim and finish at a better rate.
And I know, Coach, you're a big inside-out guy in terms of offense, right?
Well, I think that's what basketball is, regardless of how you play. I mean, I remember two or three years ago, I mean, it's just such a great point when Phil Jackson was with the Knicks and they were talking about five out and all this, and he just said, it doesn't matter how you do it, but basketball has always been and will be a game of penetration. And by the numbers, the best thing you can do in our league is get to the free throw line. The second best thing you can do is shoot a layup, and then the third thing is a corner three. And the best way to get fouls, get the ball going to the basket. The best way to get a layup is obviously get it going to the basket. And the best, a lot of times, the best way to create those spot up corner threes is through penetration. Mm-hmm. So playing inside out is critical.
Yeah. Speaking of going to the basket, I just spoke with Markelle Fultz, and there is a welcome sight here on Media Day, Coach. What do you expect out of Markelle? And I'm not talking about the regular season, because who knows what happens in the future. But in terms of this week, in terms of training camp, what do you expect out of Markelle this week?
What I've talked to him about is doing exactly what he's done ever since he got here. And Jeff Altman, John Hammond put a plan in place that made great sense for all of us, where, you know, we had to get him, you know, he had to get healthy first, which he's done a great job with. Steve Hetzel and Samir and Lionel, guys have worked with him. But the biggest part is he's a natural worker, and you can tell that it was important to him to get back to a place physically where he felt good enough to be able to try to play every day. And to me, he just has to continue with that. Take it day by day. He's played 33 games in 2 years. Everybody has to be cognizant of that. He's a talented player. Like I said, he's got great character. He's a terrific worker. And we just have to be patient with him and let him proceed at a pace that's good for him and eventually be good for us.
All right, what's the definition of success this year for your Orlando Magic? You make the playoffs last year, 42 wins. You get hot in the second half of the season, Coach. What's your definition of success at the end of this year?
Yeah, well, this, and I'm not shirking the question, but this is what I really believe. This is 20 years in the NBA for me. I don't think that for most teams you can give a definitive answer to that, because there's so many factors. Health, you know, all those kinds of things. But winning in the NBA is about winning in the playoffs. That's it. I mean, that's what that's how you're judged. That's it, and that's fair. And so last year we were a playoff team because we did the right things. You know, we started the year slowly, and guys were willing to work towards being better offensively and defensively. And because of that, we had a good finish. And we have to do the same thing this year. Hopefully, we can have a similar regular season or better, make the playoffs again. But we need to be playing at a higher level if we do make the playoffs than we were this year.
Well, it all seemed to click for whatever reason around January 31st last year, and I know you're probably hoping for that click mark to be a little bit earlier this year, right, Coach?
Oh, no question. Again, the final 34 games of the year, we were balanced. We were first in defense, 15th in offense, and normally if you do that, if you're top 10 in one, top 15 in the other, unless you're a terrible rebounding team, and rebounding was a strength of ours, then you have a chance to have a good year.
Well, there's a lot of buzz around this Magic team this year, Coach, and you're part of that. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Go get them this year, Coach.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Good to see you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That was Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford with Scott Inez. Plenty more interviews coming up in the coming weeks as we get ready for the 2019-2020 Orlando Magic season. Season number 31 for the Magic in Orlando. Aaron Gordon, DJ Augustine, we caught up with Evan Fournier. You've heard Markel Fultz, Michael Carter-Williams, everybody, Terrence Ross, the whole group. So we will have those coming up next week as well. If you're listening for the first time, and go on back, there's, 37 other episodes you can listen to from last season. If you like what you hear, you can also hear Scott Inez and myself on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez and live local allowed 6 to 8 p.m. on ESPN 580 Orlando, FM 96.5 HD2, weekdays Monday through Friday. As I said, we'll be back next week, probably 2 to 3 episodes next week as we get ready for this season. But until then, I'm Nick Grunewitz for Scott Inez. Go Magic!